fire and high priest in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. And before we actually break the bread and drink the juice, pray that you will please bow your heads for opening prayer. Heavenly Father, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, and the heavenly angels, we thank you for being here with us throughout this Sabbath, this blessed high Sabbath that we can meet with thee and with one another. We claim the promises that now as we go into the Lord's Supper, the communion service, that you will grace us with thy presence, energize us with thy presence, and grant us the blessings that you have in store for each one of us. And we thank you, Lord, for granting us this memorial service, that your coming is soon, and as oft as we do this, we do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you for being here, and thank you for allowing us all to be together here in the room and also on the internet for such a time as this. In thy precious name we pray. Amen. Please come forward.
Shall we bow our heads before we partake of the bread? Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the symbol of eating of the bread, accepting his gift on the cross, as we read in John chapter 6. He is the bread of life. We do this symbolically because this is what you tell us to do. We ask forgiveness from our sins, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the victory won through Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, victory over Satan and his host over sin. And we claim that victory now in Jesus' name. Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul recalls Lord's Supper. It says in verse 24, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat, This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Shall we bow our heads for prayer? Our most kind Heavenly Father, we are now praying for the emblem of your blood. This grape juice we're about to drink represents the blood shed for our sins, because without the shedding of blood there is no remission of sins. And how Christ can come and die for all of us is beyond our comprehension. He died once for many. His life that he lived might be ours. And eternal life might be ours too. We do not deserve this. Christ only deserves it. But what a gift. Thank you so much for that gift, Lord. We pray that each one here will be found worthy of him. The end of their life or when Christ comes, and that we'll all be able to meet with Jesus and partake of that supper that you cannot see the end of it. The table is so long with Christ face to face. We pray this in his precious name. Amen.
In verse 25 it says, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. In Desire of Ages, Ellen White says that after they had finished the Lord's Supper, they went out and sang a hymn. And she actually records some of the verses that they sang. She says they sang Psalms 116, 1:17 and 1:18. Now, we don't know the tunes that they sang, the actual melody, but my family and I know a scripture song that goes over Psalms 1:17, the entire chapter, which is just two verses. So Psalms 1:17, I don't know how many know the scripture song, but I thought it might be good to sing this. And of course, the first time you won't know it very well, but the second time you might be able to follow along. The Psalms 1:17, 1 and 2. Okay, my family, you have to sing loud. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye peoples. For His merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 1:17, 1 and 2. Okay, so now you know it by heart, you can sing along. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye peoples. For His merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 1:17, 1 and 2. Remember, this is a joyous occasion because we know that our God and Savior and King is coming again soon to take us home, that we might be forever with Him, never to part. So I guess we'll have...
Let's just go right into
testimonies. Okay.